Good morning.
Good morning.
So friends, as has been announced already, and as you have been prepared for coming into this service today, in addition for it being a Holy Communion Sunday, will be our annual church council meeting that we'll hold during morning worship. And we're going to proceed as we did last year, where we hold part of our business before we begin worship, and then move to suspend the meeting, and then resume with the rest of church council after the service has concluded. So before we proceed, if anyone needs any copies of the proposed budget or committee reports or any of the copies that have been distributed out already, then please, you can get one. It won't bother me at all if you need to get up and get one, or you can ask one of the ushers and they can help get you some as well. In addition, just as a reminder, if you're not an active member of Christ Moravian Church, you may be present during the church council portions of today's service, but you may not vote in any of the elections that will take place. So now, friends, as the presiding minister of Christ Moravian Church and the chair of the 2025 Christ Moravian Leadership Board, I hereby call this church council meeting to order. Let us begin with the daily text for today, followed by prayer. The watchword for today, Sunday, November 9th, comes from Deuteronomy 4:23. So be careful, lest you forget the covenant that the Lord your God made with you, and make for yourselves an idol in the form of anything that the Lord your God has forbidden you. And the New Testament verse comes from Romans chapter 1, verse 20. Ever since God created the world, his invisible qualities, both his eternal power and his divine nature, have been clearly seen. They are perceived in the things that God has made. Friends, will you join me in prayer? Precious Lord, too many times we reject your ways and seek comfort elsewhere. Help us remember that you are the source of everything we need. May our eyes see and lips tell of all the great and wonderful things you have made. And precious Lord, please send your spirit down upon us as we conduct your church council business for Christ Moravian Church this day. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray, amen. So friends, our first order of business today will be to vote on today's church council secretary. Sister Connie Miller is running for this position unopposed. As such, there will be no ballot for this vote, but she will instead be received by acclamation. So by a show of hands from our active members, do we receive Connie as our church council secretary today? She is so received. Thank you, Connie, for your service. So friends, for our next item of business, I do have a bit of background to share with you. Next year, the next Southern Province Synod will be held in early June at New Philadelphia Moravian Church right here in Winston-Salem. Per the Constitution of the Southern Province, as printed in the Southern Province Book of Order, Christ Moravian Church is allotted two delegates to Synod. One is the pastor. The other may be elected by the church body. Now, both of these Synod delegates, the pastor and the elected delegate, will be present at Synod for floor business, will have voting privileges for elections and proposals, and will also do committee work during Synod. There are three interested candidates for one open Synod delegate position. So now, we will proceed to elect a delegate to represent Christ Moravian Church at the 2026 Southern Province Synod. The election today will take place with a vote by ballot. The three candidates for Synod delegate on the ballot are Matt Pace, Carol Johnson, and Sabrina Maxey. Have the ballots been passed out?
Yes.
They have. Okay. So check your blue book for the ballot, and if you still need one, then one of the ushers can absolutely help you get one. Everyone all set? So now, if everyone has a ballot, you may vote using the pencils in front of you on the pews. And I will add, there is a write-in section on the ballot where you may vote for someone not mentioned earlier and not printed by name on the ballot. If you choose to write someone in, please ensure that they're willing to run for this position and that they're fully willing and able to attend and participate in Senate. So you may vote now. When you're done, please discreetly pass your ballot to an usher. Has everyone voted who would like to vote? So thank you all for voting today. Now, while the tellers count the votes, I move that we temporarily suspend our church council meeting and begin worship. We will resume church council after the Holy Communion portion of our service today. By show of hands from our active members, is the church council suspended for the time being to reopen after communion? It is so suspended. Friends, let's enter into a time of worship together. The watchword for this week comes from Job chapter 19, verse 25. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and that at the last he will stand upon the earth. Friends, let us reflect on these words as we listen to this morning's prelude. If you are able, I invite you to stand for today's call to worship. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth.
Break forth into joyous song and sing praises.
Sing praises to the Lord with the piano.
With the organ and bells and choral harmony.
The Lord is near to all who call out in truth. God of wisdom, may your word be proclaimed. Let us remain standing for the opening hymn this morning, number 401, Heart with Loving Heart United. Amen. Please be seated. Well, friends, welcome to worship this morning at Christ Moravian Church, and we've got a full day ahead of us, one that already began with some of our church council business, and will continue now with the rest of our worship service, including the celebration of Holy Communion, which we celebrate today specifically the election of Jesus Christ as the chief elder of the Moravian Church. For hundreds of years now, the Moravian Church has not had a human elder in charge of the entire unity, the worldwide church, but has instead trusted in the guidance of Jesus. It is by the example of Jesus that all the synods, councils, boards, committees, and any other governing body in the church conducts business. It is with the blessing of Jesus that we conduct business today. It is by his providence that we elect new board members, a central elder, and a synod delegate, as well as approving our budget for next year. Friends, we give thanks to Jesus today for his role in the body of our church, for he is the head and we are his hands and feet. Now, before we continue giving thanks and praise to God today, I do have a few announcements to share with you. And friends, there is an insert in your bulletin today with an update on the disaster relief efforts in the in the Caribbean due to Hurricane Melissa. Please take a look at that insert if you get a chance. This coming Tuesday, November the 11th, the Marvelous Moravians will be going out to lunch. Instead of going to the Moose Cafe, though, there's been a change in plans. We now will be going to 66 Pizza on Frontage Street, right off Stratford Road in Winston-Salem. All are welcome to join us for lunch there at 11:30 this Tuesday. The Mission and Outreach Committee will have their final quarterly meeting of the year on Wednesday, November 12th at 5:30 in the office building. The next Salem Walk will be this Saturday, beginning at 1:30 p.m. in the Saul of Home Moravian Church. If you're interested in attending, please sign up on the bulletin board out in the church hallway. And if you are planning on going, please dress for the weather and please wear good walking shoes, as the Salem Walk will involve some walking around Old Salem for about 45 minutes to an hour. The Leadership Board will meet next Sunday, November 16th, in the Fellowship Building after worship. There will be a circle meeting of the Women's Fellowship a week from Monday, November 17th at noon in the Fellowship Building. And 2 weeks from today, November 23rd, we will be celebrating a Thanksgiving Love Feast here at Christ Moravian. So please join us if you can. And friends, I do have a prayer request to share with you. It's a very happy prayer request. The Reverend Elizabeth Corney has accepted a call to be the pastor of Hopewell Moravian Church here in Winston-Salem. Elizabeth was ordained in 2016 through the Cooperative Baptist Fellowship and the Alliance of Baptists. She's previously served as the associate pastor of Wake Forest Baptist Church, as well as more recently the director of Friedland Childcare and Ardmore Through the Week School. A transfer of ordination and installation service will take place this afternoon at Hopewell Moravian, beginning at 3:00 p.m. So please be in prayer for Elizabeth, for her loved ones, and for the Hopewell congregation during this time of transition. Let us go to God together in prayer. Gracious God, we welcome your presence among us now, and God, we continue to lift up all of those who have been affected by the recent severe weather in the Caribbean and the tropical parts of our globe. We especially think of the Moravian communities, the Moravian churches, all those in Jamaica and the surrounding area who were affected by Hurricane Melissa. We pray for your spirit to grant them comfort and peace. We pray for you to guide them throughout the process that they will have for a long, long time to rebuild and to piece back together the way of life that they're so familiar with. And gracious God, we also ask you to give strength and wisdom to those who are contributing resources, time, and energy to helping those folks get back on their feet. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And friends, our responsive reading today will help us continue to celebrate Jesus Christ as the chief elder of the Moravian Church and of our lives as Christians. It's included as an insert in your bulletin, and it comes from one of the newer Moravian hymnals, Singing from the Heart. You may remain seated as we pray the liturgy to the Lord this morning. Lord, save your people and bless your heritage.
Thank you.
Christ is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He is the head of his body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything.
For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God is pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making
Lord Jesus Christ, you care for and guide the church universal, yet in mercy you were pleased to accept the office of chief elder of our unity. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. I will rescue them from all the places to which they have been scattered. I will seek the lost and I will bring back the strayed. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep. I will bind up the injured and I will strengthen the weak. I will feed them with justice. Through the testimony of Jesus Christ and the work of the Holy Spirit, God calls each individual personally into the fellowship of his flock.
God is each member of the body of Christ, through the recognition of sin, and to the acceptance of the redemption achieved by Christ.
We recognize the word of the cross as the center of Holy Scripture, and of all preaching of the gospel. And we know our primary mission is to bear witness to this joyful message. We ask our Lord for power never to stray from this. Thus says the Lord, our chief elder, do not fear, for I am with you. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. Friends, our first scripture lesson for today will come from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. Very truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." May God bless the reading and hearing of God's holy word this day. And now, friends, will you join me again in prayer? Gracious God, we welcome your presence among us now. Gracious God, today we give you thanks and praise for the immeasurable gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. For you resurrecting Jesus from an unjust and brutal death. But also, specifically today, we give thanks for the continued leadership and guidance that Jesus has in our lives, in our routines, in our business and fellowship, in everything that we do. You sent Jesus to be put first above all other things. Gracious God, help us to steady our paths and help us to keep our eyes strictly and constantly focused on the one that our ancestors a long time ago elected our chief elder, a chief elder that we pledge to continue to follow today and as long as we are here. We pray these things in his holy name. Amen. The ushers may come forward. Thank you. Amen. Please be seated. Friends, our second scripture passage today comes from the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. May God bless the reading and hearing of God's holy word this day. Now, friends, you may remain seated for our second hymn today, number 662, Jesus Makes My Heart Rejoice. Amen. Friends, as I mentioned in prayer last week for All Saints Day, we all have been touched by death in some way. We all know someone, or maybe many someones, who have entered into God's heavenly presence. We all have felt the sting of missing that person or persons. We felt the ache of needing to interact with them and not being able to anymore. Friends, it hurts us when our loved ones leave this place to transition into what comes next. But friends, today be comforted that there is someone who will never leave us, and that's Jesus Christ, our chief elder, the Holy Son of God. In today's scripture from the Gospel of John, we read that Jesus guides us as a shepherd guides his sheep. Jesus is our example and leader. We follow him, keeping our eyes fixed on Him, looking to Him for guidance and direction. In just a few moments, we'll ask Him to continue guiding our church council meeting, where we lay the foundation for another year here at Christ Moravian Church. And we'll continue to look to Him in how we act toward ourselves and others after we leave this place today. In addition, just like our elders here on earth, Jesus also imparts wisdom to us, cares for us, shows us love and compassion. And it is through Jesus that we encounter God and find acceptance in God's loving family. Now, it's also important to note that Jesus understands us and what we're going through, because Jesus also experienced and felt those things as a human being who lived on earth. The scripture from Hebrews today tells us we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin. Knowing fully the human experience, Jesus said yes to our desire for Him to lead us, for Him to walk alongside us on this path of life. Therefore, knowing that we have a vulnerable and honest companion by our side through it all, no matter what, we can come to Him with anything we need, with any burden or trouble to share. And friends, when we do so, we can be confident in the grace and peace we will receive in full measure, freely given and freely received. Now, following Jesus as our chief elder may not feel like an easy thing to do, but let me encourage you today that whether easy or not, it is always appropriate to ask Jesus for grace and mercy. It is always responsible to follow Jesus' example and ministry. And it is always obedient to serve others as He has taught us to do. Friends, hundreds of years ago, the worldwide Moravian Church made a fateful decision to always place the example of Christ first by electing Him the chief elder of the church. Let us now, as members of this church body at Christ Moravian, reaffirm our commitment to doing so in our own lives. Friends, the table is set, the meal is ready. Let us boldly approach the throne of grace and the one seated on it, our Lord and Savior and chief elder, Jesus Christ.
Friends, today we will be using the small blue communion book for our communion oath. If you have not gotten a communion book, you are more than welcome to get one or ask an usher for assistance. And we will begin on page 3. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
Please stand.
Thank you. Let us pray. Father God, we come to your table with hearts full of thanks. We thank you this day that we get to celebrate you as our chief elder. We thank you for your willingness to be our chief elder, not only of the Moravian Church worldwide, but of our lives individually. We thank you that we have the opportunity to have such a valuable relationship with you, and we surrender our lives to you that you may lead us into your will. Be with us now in this moment and each day as we move forward. In Jesus' name, amen.
Friends, our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he gave thanks, he broke it. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
Thank you.
Christ said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you." By your divine presence, by the holy sacraments, by all the merits of your life, sufferings, death, and resurrection.
Bless and comfort us, gracious Lord and God. Amen.
Friends, in the same way, after supper, our Lord Jesus Christ took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." Christ, the Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
Grant to us your peace.
Friends, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and bring you peace. This is normally the part where I would say, go in peace, but we still have some business to conduct, so you may be seated. And friends, with our worship service for the morning having concluded, it's now time to resume our church council business. As a reminder, if you're not an active member of Christ Moravian, you may be present for church council, but you may not vote in the elections. I now move that we resume our church council session that was earlier suspended. By show of hands from our active members, is the church council now resumed so that we may conclude our business? All right, it is duly resumed. Now, before we continue, I have the results for that election for 2026 Synod Delegate. Based on your votes, our elected Synod Delegate will be Matt Pace. Brother, thank you very much for your willingness to run. Look forward to going to Synod with you next year and engaging in all that business. So thank you. And thank you also to Carol and to Sabrina for being willing to run as well. And every year for Synod Delegate, the province also asks for names to be submitted for alternates in case, I mean, not saying that, not knocking on wood here, but in case something were to happen to or the elected delegate or myself, alternate delegates would be tasked with going. So Carol, Sabrina, your names will be submitted to the province as alternates. Thank you very much for running for this position. Now, our next order of business is the Christ Moravian Leadership Board election for 2026. First, I'd like to recognize the outgoing members of the board, Kay Butner, Donna Kowalski, and Matt Pace. Friends, let's give them our thanks for the past few years of their service. It's you also, but I'm getting to you.
Oh.
Yes. Okay. Thanks for reminding me, though.
I get to be special.
You get to be special. So, friends, for next year's board, we have three open seats. And there is one member here at Christ Moravian who has indicated a willingness to serve on next year's board, and that's Sister Sarah Pace. That leaves two open seats for next year's leadership board. So I will now open the floor for nominations. Is there anybody who would like to nominate someone else? Or you may also nominate yourself.
I'll nominate Diane Saunders.
Nomination for Diane Saunders has been received. Diane, are you willing and able to serve a three-year term on the Christ Moravian Leadership Board? Awesome. Thank you, sister. So that fills in one of our two seats. One seat is left remaining. Is there anyone else who would like to nominate someone else or themselves? Anyone willing to serve on the board for a three-year term? Sure. Nomination for Brad Conrad has been received. Brother Conrad, are you willing and able to serve a three-year term on the Christ Moravian Leadership Board? Thank you, brother. So that fills all three of our open seats. But before we continue, is there anyone else? Any more nominations? Anybody else willing to serve for the Leadership Board? We don't have to just stop at three. Okay, you have done your nominating work, Marianne. Thank you. Well, I'm grateful for your nominations, and if no other nominations or expressed willingness to serve are heard, then we have our three candidates for the three open seats on the 2026 Christ Moravian Leadership Board. Sister Sarah Pace, Brother Brad Conrad, Sister Diane Saunders. Seeing as how there are three candidates for three open seats, there will not be a ballot vote, but these individuals will be received by acclamation. So, by a show of hands from our active members, do we receive Brad Conrad, Diane Saunders, and Sarah Pace onto the Christ Moravian Leadership Board? They are so received. Let's give our new board members a round of applause. Thank you all for your willingness to serve. I look forward to working with you for the next few years on the board. Now, friends, our next order of business is to elect a central elder to represent Christ Moravian Church on the Salem Congregation Board of Elders. This board is responsible for the spiritual care of all the Moravian churches in Salem congregation, of which Christ Moravian is included. Now, per the Salem congregation rules and regulations, Christ Moravian is allotted two central elders. One is the pastor, one is elected by the church body. All central elders, including the central elder for Christ Moravian, represents their congregation and all meetings and business of the Salem Congregation Board of Elders. In addition, the central elder that is not the pastor also serves on the Christ Moravian Leadership Board for a 4-year term. So before we continue, I'd like to recognize the outgoing central elder for Christ Moravian, Carol Johnson. Carol has served as central elder and on the Christ Moravian board for many, many consecutive years now. So thank you for your service, Carol. We have one member here at Christ Moravian who has indicated a willingness to serve as central elder for Christ Moravian, and that member is Sister Ann Fry. Given that there's only one candidate for one open central elder position, there will not be a vote by ballot, but she will be instead received by acclamation. So by show of hands from active members, do we receive Ann Fry to represent Christ Moravian as the central elder of the Salem Congregation Board of Elders? All right, she is so received. Ann, look forward to serving with you on that board for a number of years to come. Thank you. So friends, next let us consider the drafted 2026 budget for Christ Moravian Church. This budget draft has been compiled by our treasurer, Sabrina Maxey. It's passed through review and approval with both the Finance Committee and then the Leadership Board. If you still need a copy of the budget to review, you are welcome to get one. You're welcome to ask an usher for assistance. I now invite Sabrina up to the lectern to briefly discuss the budget draft and answer any questions you may have.
Okay. So we do have our budget for 2026. Not any big surprises or anything in the budget. One thing, our provincial share did go down by $2,011. About $1,000 of this is due to something called the Milstead Fund. Let me make sure I get this right. There was a member of the Moravian Church, a Mr. Milstead. He'd served on the Finance Committee for the province. And when he passed away, I believe in 2023, he left money to the province of the Moravian Church to be used to offset the provincial share for all the churches in the southern province. And this, there's a certain amount that they get to release every year, and it is split based on each church's share of their provincial dues. So ours got to drop about $1,000 for that, because of that.
Sabrina?
Yes.
What is a provincial share? I forget.
The provincial share is the money that we pay into the province to cover our provincial dues, services, things like the treasurer's office, which is very important. They handle all of our payroll, insurance, and everything like that, so that we can get group rates, which helps save us money in the long run rather than each church getting their own insurance. It also covers things such as Sunnyside Ministry, Border World Mission, the PEC,
Congregational Development.
Thank you.
And
Congregational
ministry.
Development. I'm still used to BCM. Yep. I'm not used to the new one. The pastor's pension, their moving expenses. There's a portion in there for the seminary. Several different things that are covered by the province that we all use the services of. So that's what our provincial share does. It is based on your line one income, which is your undesignated income that comes in each year. And they have a point system that they use based on various things. The share has changed so much, it's kind of hard to keep up with all of that. But our provincial share for the year 2026 will be $15,046. And that helps support. They also have tech support. I forgot about that. Yep. So we can always ask for tech support if we need it from them. Are there any questions? I know the budget went out earlier this week, so everybody could take a look at it. Even look at it now. Does anyone have any questions or concerns about anything? I mean, we could stand here and go line by line, but there's really no use to. I mean, all of you are
capable. I have one question.
Yes, ma'am. That's what that is.
But is it, I mean, inflation is going to continue to increase, so are we going to have to increase that part of the budget? Does that make sense? Is it going to continue to rise?
Quite possibly, but $1,000 should cover us for this year based on what we actually spent so far this year and the prior year.
Okay.
Because Luffy's funds themselves have gone up to $8.50 a dozen.
How much were they increased?
Eight. And all of the bun sales, anytime I have buns left over and we sell those, all that money goes back into that account to offset the expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions or concerns?
Why were we projecting the power bill to be that much more next year?
It's based on our... Why are we projecting our power bill to be so much more? This is based on the actuals, estimated actuals based on 2025. One thing we can't control is Duke Power getting rate increases because there's nobody to stop them. So power bills have gone up for a while. Also, it would be helpful if when people use buildings, if they would please turn off the lights. There's numerous times people have driven by here at night and there's a light left on in the fellowship building mainly it's the fellowship building. It's either left on upstairs in that back room. There have even been a couple times where the basement light's been left off. So if we might be able to reduce our power bill a little bit if we just make sure all lights are off. But that's the biggest thing. It's based on our actuals that we've spent in 2025.
So this year's
actually higher. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Flowers expense went up 100%. Is that because we plan to buy flowers?
That is to cover the cost of renting the palms on Palm Sunday.
Okay. Superintendent?
Yes.
I noticed that there is no maintenance for handbills, and I know we just had them repaired.
And that is why there's no maintenance for this year. We just had them refurbished.
Well, if something happens.
There will be money there to cover those if something were to happen. I understand that, but we thought with the refurbishment that happened in 2024, no, earlier this year, I'm sorry, they're earlier this year. This is really the first time I think they've been played since the refurbishment. Is that correct?
Well,
I know, but I mean the first actual performance.
I just want to make sure that it
will be taken care of if something were to... Yes.
Yes.
Any other questions? Yes, ma'am.
Is we the vendor for the internet?
Spectrum Enterprise. And we have fiber internet for this building now. We are hoping that in 2026 we can go to live streaming services. So we have put in fiber for this building. The office and the fellowship building are also running off the same fiber. With the fiber, we have a more dedicated line. We're actually now able to actually have internet service in this particular area, which we were not able to before. The small regular internet box that we had in the past only reached the hallway, and we would have issues having internet in this particular room in the event of funerals where people wanted to play something special. Ministers using their iPads and that kind of thing. So we upgraded everything. Yes, we did all the research back in 2023.
Okay, that was my question. So that was 2 years ago. So I asked these questions because Loomis has become a resident in my neighborhood now, which is the underground fiber, and they're much cheaper than Spectrum. So that might be something that
Well, Spectrum also, we also have our telephones with Spectrum. Okay, well, we started talking about this in 2023. We actually got the system in 2024. I take that back. This is 25. We started talking about it in 24. We got the system in 25. We have more protection now than what we had before. It turned out with the regular Spectrum internet that we had in the buildings, we had no firewalls, we had no security protection, nothing. Now we have firewalls and security for all the buildings. It's a much better thing, and it actually is, in the long run, with telephones and everything running about the same or a little cheaper than what it was when we had the other program, when we had their other package. Yes.
It wasn't before, yeah. And I don't think we could have done that massive fill this whole place, with the foundation and people from all over, if there was no Wi-Fi here. It was actually necessary to keep everything working. So
yes,
that was wonderful.
Yes, and again, we have more secure internet now than we had before, which is very important because we don't need anybody getting into our internet systems and getting into our records. Okay, and a lot of thanks goes to Connie for helping with Spectrum and all the setup and everything, particularly for the office phones and everything, because those are much nicer too. Our phones are set up such that if somebody calls the office and no one is here to answer it, it will ring on the cell phones. The phones can be forwarded to the cell phone, so there's always somebody who can answer the phone for the office. Yes, Carol.
I have two question points. Is the heat and air, are they prepared and fixed? Is the boiler fixed? talk about security and security with the internet and area. I'd like to see a little bit more, some kind of security up here to protect Connie during the day. I mean, I know she got to work out of the office, and I don't know what that solution is. I'd like to see that on the agenda next week. Maybe we can come up with something that protects her, that she can walk out her car and not, I'm not going to say attacked, but not get verbally questioned about food and certain things. So I'd like to see that on the agenda.
We can put that on the agenda.
Are there any more questions concerning the budget?
Well, and I think that going on with what Carol said, the roof. Was the roof finally addressed? Okay, thank you.
Any other questions or concerns?
Thank you. Yep. Thank you.
Yes.
You good? Go ahead.
If the heat and air is left on in any of the buildings, is that impacting the
energy cost? Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That would impact the energy costs.
And one thing to add too, please, if you all, you are the last one out of any of our buildings, make sure that the power and the heat or air conditioning are off. But we also have usually a handful of other groups or folks that may use our fellowship building for meetings in the evenings from time to time. So it may not just be anyone present here or any one of our own groups. We also need to be, I and the folks on the board need to remind other groups that use our spaces to do the same too. So. Just another note to consider there.
But that's really the only way we can, you know, handle any of our costs.
Right.
Because we can't control.
Oh, right. No, I'm,
yeah.
I'm.
Oh, no, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm thrilled that folks are using the space. Yeah, we just need to make sure they're turning the lights off. Yeah. Thank you, Sabrina. Are there last call for any kind of, any questions, comments, or concerns, or anything before we proceed to a vote? Okay, now we will hold a vote on the discussed budget. By show of hands from active members, do we approve this budget for the 2026 operation of Christ Moravian Church? It is so approved. Thank you all. Thank you to Sabrina, the Finance Committee, and the Leadership Board. Friends, this concludes our business for today's Church Council meeting. If you have any questions or concerns about the council meeting, about any matter involving the church in general, please come see me or a member of the leadership board. I'm very glad to hear the number of questions and concerns that folks raised just a moment ago. Please know that my office is an open door, that the leadership board is always available for you to come and speak to them about any question or concern that you have about this church or about anything that goes on here. I'll also remind you that in the packet that you got today, there are a number of reports from myself, from the Women's Fellowship, from a number of our committees and groups here at Christ Moravian. If you get a chance, please check out those reports and see all the hard work and all the things that we've been involved in this year. And if you have any questions about those, don't hesitate to ask. As the chair of this 2025 Christ Moravian Church Council, I now call this meeting closed. Friends, thank you for your time and attention today. Go in peace.